poll, most Americans say mass immigration threatens their job prospects. By John Binder on May 10, 2022. The number of available jobs for American citizens is put at risk by mass immigration, the overwhelming majority of Americans tell pollsters. The latest Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found that about 73% of Americans say their job prospects are cut as a result of illegal immigration to the United States. Only 26% said illegal immigration does not pose a risk to the U.S. labor market. Similarly, about 7 in 10 Americans say illegal immigration is a major risk or minor risk to their job prospects and believe it reduces the number of available jobs. Less than 3 in 10 Americans said legal immigration levels pose no risk to their job prospects. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants and gives them green cards, while another 1.5 million are rewarded with temporary work visas to take American jobs regardless of the nation's unemployment rate. The poll also found that more Americans support reducing overall immigration to the U.S. than those who back increasing immigration. While only 3 in 12 Americans, or 25%, say they want to increase overall immigration, about 36% want immigration reduced. This is in addition to the hundreds of thousands, potentially millions, of illegal aliens who are added to the U.S. population annually. The latest data suggests about 8 million illegal aliens are currently taking American jobs. A flooded labor market from mass immigration to the U.S. has had a devastating impact on America's working and middle class while redistributing wealth to the highest earners and big businesses. While creating an economy that tilts in favor of employers, the economic model helped keep wages stagnant for decades. Between 1979 to 2013, wage growth for the bottom 90% of Americans grew just 15%. Meanwhile, wage growth for the top 1% of Americans was nearly 140% higher. Researchers have found that a flooded labor market can easily diminish job opportunities and wages for Americans. One particular study by the Center for Immigration Studies revealed that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, their weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75%, as more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. The massive waves of legal immigration and illegal immigration have led to the highest level of foreign workers in the U.S. economy in decades, making up at least 17.5% of the workforce as of 2019. Likewise, mass immigration has driven the U.S. population to a record 331.9 million. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.